The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Please recite after me. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Brother Nation, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we talk various topics and try and gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Be with us from start till end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning and wisdom you will be gaining, inshallah, azza wa jal. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Sheikh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dahmat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention, you will be with us from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others too. Last week we were discussing a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, verse number 47, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Bani Israel to remember the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was showered upon them. And today, inshallah, we will discuss about those acts. They may lead towards deprivation, and those acts may result our blessings taken away from us. Now, what are those acts? Today, inshallah, we'll be discussing. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Brother Nishan's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. Respected viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Holy Quran, verse number 47, Surah Al-Baqarah, وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, that I granted you excellence over the whole world in that era. Meaning Bani Israel were superior, right, in that era. Amongst all, definitely Anbiya Kiram were superior, but other than them, as we discussed last week, those personalities who were in the Nasab of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were superior. But in totality, when we talk about Bani Israel, they were given this sharaf and excellence, that they were superior in excellence amongst all, subhanAllah. And this was the fadilat, excellence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted. Now the question arises here that the fazilat which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had given to them, the excellence which were granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why was it taken back from them? Why was it taken away from them? What were those reasons? What were those causes that led to this? Before they were afdal, but they were no more afdal. Later, what were those causes? This is what inshallah we'll be discussing today. The very first, which is known to be the worst act they did, was disrespecting a Nabi alayhi salam, disrespecting a prophet of Allah. This was one of their worst acts. It's not that everyone from Bani Israel was disrespectful to the prophet. They were Anbiya Kiram also, they were Awliya Kiram also, they were very pious people also amongst them, right? But there was a great number who used to disrespect Anbiya Kiram. They were amongst Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضُرِبَتْنَ عَلَيْهِمُ الظِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 61. Then they were subjected to humiliation and indigence. Later they were subjected to humiliation and poverty. And further it is mentioned,
وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ.
And they became deserving of the wrath of Allah. And why did it happen?
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ.
This was because they were rejecting the verses of Allah and they were unjustly martyring prophets. Allahu Akbar. How disrespectful they were. They martyred many Anbiya Ikram alayhi salam. Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, in one day Bani Israel martyred 300 Anbiya Ikram prophets alayhi salam. 300 in one day. They martyred Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. They martyred Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. They martyred Hazrat Shaya alayhi salam. And they were also after the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And other than this, they used to cause discomfort to many Anbiya Ikram. They used to cause harm to Anbiya Ikram, prophets alayhi salam. And the Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, had said to them,
Ya qawma lima tu'udhunani wa qad ta'lamuna anni rasulullahi ilaykum.
O my nation, why do you offend me while you know that I am a messenger of Allah to you? O nation, you know that I am a messenger of Allah to you, yet you cause harm to me? When they were counseled, they were advised, they did not listen. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَمَّا زَغُوا أَزَغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ.
So when they deviated, Allah caused their hearts to deviate. What a worse punishment they got. Their hearts deviated. Allahu Akbar. So we learn that whose ni'mah is preserved, whose blessing is preserved, the one who is respectful to the Anbiya, who is respectful to the Prophets, who has respect and honor and reverence for the Prophets of Allah. But the one who disrespects Anbiya Ikram, who disrespects Prophets, what happens? The ni'mah is taken away from those individuals, those people. Look, own uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name was Abu Lahab, and he got rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He got destroyed. Why? Because of disrespecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala an, who used to reside in Abyssinia, and he was a slave, but when he became the true devotee of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the leader of those they will come until the day of judgment.
Iqbal kiske ishq ka ye faiz aam hai, rumi fana hua habshi ko dawam hai.
Meaning, this is the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The king of Persia got diminished, whereas subhanallah, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala an, due to love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, was crowned with the honor of respect and honor because he respected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. A ghulam who respected Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, he was crowned with the honor and respect and was made leader until the day of judgment of the people. Whereas a person who was a king, he disrespected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got rejected and destroyed and diminished. His kingdom was ruined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us ba'adab, respectful, especially to the great personalities, likes of Anbiya Ikram, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, friends of Allah. May we always respect them. Mahfuz sada rakhna shaha bi adabi se. Sarzadna kabhi mat se koi bi adabi. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect me from all sorts of disrespectful ones. And may I not also commit any sort of disrespect. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen.
Ba-adab-ba-nasib. Be-adab, be-nasib.
The one who has respect, he is fortunate one. And the one who does not have respect, he is unfortunate ones.
Respecting was one we learned was disrespecting Anbiya.
The second was hasad. This was the second reason why Bani Israel, they got deprived of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the blessings which was that they had excellent superiority that was taken away from them. What was that? Because they used to do hasad. They were jealous. So what is hasad? Hasad is that if you see ni'mah, blessing with someone, and then you start having this feeling that may this ni'mah and blessing is taken away from that, he gets deprived of this blessing, and I get the same blessing. So Bani Israel, they used to do hasad. That's why this superiority, this excellence, this sharaf was taken away from them. So what was the level they had gone in hasad? Let me share an account with you. Ka'b bin Ashraf, he was a very rich person in Bani Israel. And he was one of the most disrespectful person in the court of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Once he came with his 70 people in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he spoke to non-believers that you fight with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will be with you. We will become your ally. The Quraysh, they said, look, you are Ahli Kitab. You are people of book. So we cannot believe in you. Maybe you incite us for war, and then right at the time of war, you leave us alone. So before that, you should give us a surety that you are with us and you will stand with us. Ka'b bin Ashraf and their people with them, they said, how can we give you a surety? Quraysh said, look, you also worship same Lord as Muslims, they worship. You also believe in Tawheed. If you leave your this aqeedah and belief and come and prostrate before our gods, false gods, right? Then we will believe that you are with us. When Ka'ab bin Ashraf and people with them heard this, they did not delay. And they prostrated before gods made of stones. Allahu Akbar. And upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse of the Holy Quran.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ.
Did you not see those who were given a part of the book? They believe in idols and Satan. Look at this, respected viewers. When Israel had gone so low that they even prostrated before gods made of stones. Why? Because they had hasad, jealousy with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew Rasulullah alaihi wasallam is a true messenger, a final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they used to give his glad tidings. The ulama of Bani Israel, they used to talk about the final messenger. They used to tell their people, there will be one coming, the final one coming, Allahu Akbar. But when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam announced his prophethood, so they rejected. And they started having jealousy. And due to this hasad, they went so low that they, astaghfirullah, deviated from their own religion, own belief. And they prostrated before false gods made of stones. So we learn that this hasad can destroy someone. And this hasad can push someone in the ditches of humiliation. As we heard in this case. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. This hasad can destroy one's iman. Respectfully, we should look whether we have this hasad or not in our hearts. We should always be cautious. If we have this feeling that our fellow Muslim brother's ni'mah is snatched and taken away from him, and may I get, this is no good. If you see any ni'mah and blessing in your fellow Muslim brother or sister, right, you should pray for him. May Allah give him more or her more. May Allah give me too. And always be pleased upon the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has given me, I'm pleased. Whatever Allah has given my fellow Muslim brothers, alhamdulillah. Never be jealous of someone. And if you find such feeling, then start praying for that fellow Muslim brother. More and more. Remove this very, very worst form of disease out of many diseases that can destroy one's iman. May Allah protect us. Whenever we live as Muslims. When we die with iman intact. The third cause which is mentioned for the deprivation of Bani Israel was their disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, ذَٰلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. This is because they disobeyed and they were transgressing. So this is another cause which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, the disease which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, a cause because of which their blessing was taken away from them. The one who breaks the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is known to be disobedient. When a person commits minor sins, these minor sins take him towards other sins. And then because of these sins, when he gets used to Allahu Akbar, and then a person ends up committing major sins. And a time comes when he keeps on committing sins, his heart becomes dark. And the time comes when he doesn't find any solace, any peace in his heart, and he doesn't want to do good deeds. Allahu Akbar, and he becomes negligent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was showering blessings upon them and they were being disobedient, disrespectful to Anbiya. They were causing harms to Anbiya. Allahu Akbar. Now, let me tell you an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them salvation from Pharaoh. And then later they became disobedient to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to get Tawrah for their guidance on Mountain Tur, and behind they started worshipping a calf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance so that they become grateful, but they did not trust Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and they said, we will not believe until or unless we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes. Then Allah's punishment arrived. Again, they were given another chance. They were given the chance of repentance so that they become grateful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they did not stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent man and salwa for them. But yet they did not stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them 12 springs of water gushed out. But yet they did not stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuous blessings were showered upon them, but they did not stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A time came when their hearts became hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الظِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And then they were subjected to humiliation and indigence, and they became deserving of the wrath of Allah. Respectfulness, when continuous blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were upon them, but yet they did not become grateful. They did not pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they continuously disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then finally the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrived. Agar tu naraz hua meri halakat hogi, hai main nare jahannam mein jalunga ya rab, afw kar aur sada ke liye razi ho ja, agar karam kar de to jannat mein rahunga ya rab. Respectfully, we learned there were three main causes which led Bani Israel to get deprived of the sharaf, the excellence they possessed of superiority. What was that? We learned one of them was disrespecting Anbiya, the other was hasad, jealousy, and the third was disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. We should also look at these diseases. If they are present within us, May Allah protect us. We should get rid of them. We should treat them. And we should remain away from disrespecting Anbiya-i Kiram, disrespecting Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, the beloveds of Allah, friends of Allah. And we should also protect ourselves from hasad, from jealousy. And finally, we should not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always remain grateful, thankful, and shukar guzar in the court of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light.